All right, welcome back. It is Radio Row here down in New Orleans. So glad you could join us on 760 WJR and Westwood One's NC2A Final Four. Radio Row is brought to you by Grainger for the game changers. There's Grainger. You'll find supplies and solutions for every industry when you call. Click Grainger.com or stop by one of 250 Grainger branch locations. All right, kindly joining us right now, a guy, I'll say his name, and I think a lot of you are going to remember it, had a heck of a lot of success, not only at Buffalo in the MAC, certainly doing work at Alabama, but at Romulus High School.
It's kind of where we got it all going.
Right?
My first head job was at Romulus. Had some great years, 11 years there at Romulus, so definitely listened to you a lot back in Detroit.
Thank you. Coach Nate Oates kindly joining us. And, yeah, talk about that. I mean, what a great time for you. I mean, you really put Romulus on the map. I mean, there's no other way to say it. It was there, but you really made a mark. What an experience for you, huh?
Yeah, it was great. I mean, they had had four guys come out of there that played in the NBA, so they had some talent, but consistently they weren't, you know, winning like we had it going there. We obviously had some really good players. We had 18 kids I coached that went on to play Division I basketball. So we definitely had some talent in there, but it was fun. I mean, and you know, I got to where I'm at Alabama much different than most other high major head coaches, but I tell everybody I wouldn't trade it for anything. You could experiment with things that in the high school level that you can't, you know, can't do in college. You experiment with something that doesn't work, all of a sudden they're trying to fire you. Well, I was making $4,500 as the coach at Romulus. The rest of my salary came from teaching. So if I wasn't, you know, if we did, we did it 1 year. We pressed and ran up and down, played fast, pressed, and we didn't like it. We were 8-8. It was the worst record we had at that point through 16 games. We quit doing it. I've never gone back to pressing like that again. But you can't experiment like that. Shoot, if you do that at like Buffalo or Alabama and you're not winning well, you got everybody on you in the media. In high school, you can. And we studied. I tried to run it like a college program as best we could, and I thought we did. But you could still go tinker with stuff a lot easier with, you know, the AD and the principal are the two that are critiquing you, not everybody in the country or the whole media in your area. So I it was 11 years as a head coach. I learned a lot. There's a lot of decisions you have to make, a lot of things that I think are invaluable for what I'm doing now.
Isn't that great? You know, everybody's got a different role there. And, you know, some people say, well, that's an unconventional. I wouldn't suggest that. It's like, no, whatever gets you to the destination. Obviously, it worked out for you.
Yeah, I mean, it's not conventional, and most people can't do it. And, you know, if I could, people ask me, how do you do it? Well, if I could give you the magic potion, I'd make a lot more money selling that book than I would coaching basketball. But, you know, you got to catch a lot of breaks in life. But you got to make your breaks sometimes, too. So I'll say this, there's a lot of coaches, though, that I coached against in high school or that I know from other areas in high school that are probably just as good as me, just didn't get the breaks I got. So I'm not going to act, you know, I don't want to sound arrogant that I've got it all. I certainly don't have it all figured out. I caught a lot of breaks, and, you know, we made good on our breaks. But, you know, I would not trade how I got here for anything. I wouldn't tell anybody it's the easiest way, and it's probably the hardest way because you got to catch a lot of breaks, but I think I learned a lot more. I think you can learn a lot more being a head coach. There's a learning curve, you know, whether you go up a levels, but I think the learning curve for being an assistant to a head coach is a lot bigger than just moving up a level and still being a head coach.
Kindly joining us again, Nate Oates, the head coach at Alabama. I want to talk about SEC ball, in particular what you're doing down at Bama. But, Coach, I was very fortunate. 3 years I had a chance to do Toledo Rockets basketball. And I'll tell you, it blew my mind. My perception of what MAC basketball was and the reality of MAC basketball were two entirely different things. What was that like for you? I mean, because you, for whatever reason, the MAC gets a bum rap, and I don't quite get it. There's some balling going on.
No, it's some really good. I mean, shoot, you look at what we did at Buffalo. We beat Arizona.
Yep.
Like, we were up 25 and emptied the bench on Arizona, and they were supposed to be one of the best teams in the country that year. The Kent State run that they ran back with Antonio Gates. You know, then the next year we were top 20. We made it up to 14th in the country at Buffalo. So what years were you at Toledo?
97 to 99.
Okay.
So for three seasons.
So now the MAC, for a time there, they had some pros coming out.
Yeah. Like a lot, I mean, Wally Zerbiak was the main.
Yeah, so you had Wally and Antonio Daniels at Bowling Green, right?
Yep, there was
even some pros when I came out of the MAC. But they, for a minute there, it came in at Central Michigan. You know, Dan Marley at Central Michigan had come. So they had some really good players, Bonzi Wells at Ball State. I think, and the fan bases are good too, you know, like, and they really get behind their teams. You look at the different places there are, they really pull for their team. Toledo's, you know, Kowalczyk's done a great job at Toledo here recently, but I enjoyed my time in the MAC. You know, and to be honest with you, I was in Detroit for 11 years. I had no idea how close Buffalo was to Detroit. Yeah. I mean, it was like 4-hour trip. I could make it to go through Canada. It's like 4 hours. I mean, it's – but the MAC, you know, 16 – I think there's 12 teams in the MAC, six of them in Ohio, three of them in Michigan. So that Ohio, Michigan, you know, what is it? Six in Ohio, three in Michigan, then Northern Illinois, Buffalo, and Ball State out of Indiana.
Yeah,
so those are the 12. But, I mean, it's right there. A lot of bus rides, some long bus rides. But the competition – you know, and it's fierce. I mean, the Kent State Akron rivalry. I mean, there's some big time rivalries that get going. But I enjoyed my time there. I still follow it pretty close. I look at the standings. I watch the games. I still text some of those coaches when I see them here at the Final Four. I definitely talk to them and want to stay involved. You know, at least intact as to what's going on in that league for sure.
Talk to me about ball in the SEC. I mean, you go to Alabama. Everybody thinks Alabama's a football school. That's just something you have to deal with. Pretty hard to argue with the success that Nick has had.
It is a football school. I mean,
you're trying to make it a football and basketball school.
Yeah,
right?
I mean, there's no reason it can't be.
Yep.
I mean, if anybody that understands college sports understands college football is the biggest moneymaker. So when they say we're a football school and they try to use it against us in recruiting, like, no, that's stupid. Like, we get a lot of money because of the football program. All right, we got the best football program in the country. There's no reason you can't win at a high level. But we finished last year ranked fifth in both polls. I mean, we were top five in the country as basketball. Like, Billy Donovan had Florida winning national championships in basketball. They're a football school. I think there's teams in the Big Ten that have proven you can be both. Michigan's one of them. You know, like Ohio State, Michigan. Wisconsin's been pretty good in both. So you can be good in both. The fact that we're as good as we are in football allows us to have more resources than a lot of other basketball schools. And we had to get the talent in. You had to get a program. I don't know why Alabama basketball hasn't been able to been as good, but we're proving back-to-back. We were a 2-seed last year, 16 in the NCAA tournament this year. And we're putting ourselves in the national conversation for basketball now, and there's no reason we can't be really good at both. And that's our – now we're only 18 national championships behind the football program, so we got a little catch-up to do here, but we're trying to get ourselves up to that level here pretty quick.
How tough is it top to bottom? The SEC.
In the SEC basketball, it's a unbelievable. When I got hired, there were six coaches in the SEC that had coached in a Final Four. We've had the most pros come out of the SEC in the last few years of any league in the country. The talent's high, the coaching level's high, the fan bases are rabid down there. I mean, you know, the Big Ten's got great fan bases too. Football, the Big House, but the SEC's different. Like, there's no, I mean, Michigan's in Ann Arbor, but that's close to Detroit. In the SEC, there's almost every SEC school is in a location where we don't have a professional sports team in Alabama. Like, the fan bases in the SEC are absurd. How I mean, they're, it's roll tie, but it's that way at all these other SEC schools too. So it's a different deal. I never lived in the South. I love it down there. They're passionate about it. I mean, for the most part, it's good. There's pros and cons to it, but they're very passionate about their sports, all of them. I mean, our softball team's selling out softball games at Alabama all spring. I mean, it's gymnastics. They've won national championships in six different sports down at Alabama, and I think the entire SEC in almost every sport. I mean, baseball in the SEC is as good as it gets. Football's, I think we got the best football conference. Basketball, we're one of the top two or three conferences right now. Basketball's really improved in the SEC, so I'm loving it. You know, makes for hard nights. I mean, it's not an easy job. It makes for a hard night every time you go. I mean, look at us. We beat Gonzaga, was the number one overall seed. We're the only school in the country that beat Gonzaga in the state of Washington. We beat them in Seattle. We played four Sweet 16 teams. We were 4-0 against them. We beat Miami by 32. They were one win away from the Final Four.
Yeah.
Then we go and lose to Georgia, who's the last team in our league. We lose to Missouri, who wasn't that great in our league. We lose to Vanderbilt in the SEC tournament. Like, we – you know, like the league, even some of the bottom teams in our league have a lot of talent and are good teams. And there's not one off night in this league, which makes a hard job, but it also makes it fun in some regards. You got to come ready every night.
Well, you know the one thing about being in Detroit as long as you have. When you're a Detroiter, you're always a Detroiter. And people are always going to be following you, Coach. I'm serious.
No, I appreciate
I can
that.
Speak for me. I've been following
I followed us home. All my daughters were born there. They were all born at St. Joe's and Ipsy. That was where we – you know, I grew up in Wisconsin, but I feel like I really made my name in coaching in Detroit at Romulus. And that's where my family was – all my girls were born there. I still count it as home.
Yeah.
I got probably more friends in Detroit than I probably do back in Wisconsin where I grew up because a lot of those friends have moved away. So, I still stay in touch with all my assistants that are there. I've got former assistants coaching at Rouge, at Belleville, at different places, at Renaissance.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's fun. I follow the high school basketball back in Detroit. We still try to recruit it. Obviously not as much as I did at Buffalo, but, you know, we're going to recruit Detroit. I'm going to count it as home, so I appreciate you having me on. I was hoping they'd put me on Detroit when I came over.
No, hey, you know what? I have no problem saying Roll Tide as well.
I mean,
we're all pulling for you, Coach Nate Oates. One of us, whether you want it or not.
I want to be Detroit. I
appreciate
you guys,
it.
Man.
Thanks, best of luck to you, Coach. Nice talking with
Roll
you.
Roll Tide,
Nate Oates. Roll Tide, roll right here on 760 WJR.